Bruce Levine joins us. He's a radio analyst of the Dallas Stars to talk about the Stanley Cup final, which goes tonight. Bruce, thanks for being on the show with us. Hope you and yours are safe and well. And Bruce, you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs, whether they're in the hub or not, really a war of attrition. Everybody's beat up. There's been such a long fight to get here. The fact that the Stars are more rested and didn't have to play as many games, is that going to be an advantage, do you think, in this Cup final?
I think it'll be an advantage for certainly for tonight and maybe even game two, because Dallas did wrap up with Vegas on Monday. And not only did they have a chance to rest and get a couple of guys healthy, unfortunately for the Stars, Radek Foxa will not play tonight. Another thing the Stars had was the coaching staff had a chance to go watch the two Islander Tampa games, games five and game six, and not worry about creating a game plan for the Stars. They were able to focus on Tampa and the Islanders, and of course, turned out to be Tampa, and what they want to do. So it really gave the players a chance to relax, but also the coaching staff and the scouts had a chance to come up with some new and extra time to figure out how they're going to attack this Tampa Bay Lightning team.
So, you know, looking at Khudobin, who's just been, you know, sensational in a word, and in a tough circumstance, you know, with Bishop just not being there physically, you know, how surprised are you that Khudobin's been able to channel it this way for almost 20 games and be kind of the backbone of everything Dallas wants to do and get them to this point?
Well, no one is surprised Khudobin has played well. In fact, ever since Jim signed 2 years ago, they don't even consider him a backup. They consider him a 1B. That you have Ben Bishop's a 1A, Khudobin's a 1B. If you look at the regular season, Anton Khudobin, among goalies playing more than 20 games, he finished number one in save percentage, number three in goals against. What is really fascinating about Khudobin is the fact that he's been doing it as a one-man show. Now, he has never had to play a 50-game regular season or even a 40-game regular season in his career for the most part, and now he has stepped up. But the team has the utmost confidence in him. In fact, last year, he had a losing record with the Dallas Stars, but it was because he played a lot of the second game of back-to-backs and thrown into situations where the team knew their only chance of winning was Khudobin standing on his head, and he did it quite a bit. In fact, the first game the Stars played against Tampa this year, which was back in Tampa in November, he stopped 45 of 48 shots in an overtime win and could have easily been the first, second, and third star of the game. So no one is shocked that Anton Khudobin is doing what he's doing.
No, and he's been a story in this playoffs, not just for Dallas, but period, the way he is, the way he's performed. You know, one of the things, you know, Bruce, that's interesting about Dallas, and this is not a stereotype because it's just factually correct. They're the number two best defensive record in the NHL before the pause. They're known for the way they play that tight style of hockey, getting it done, great goaltending, good defense. Okay, check, check, check. And yet, I just want to go back, never mind the Vegas series, explain the Colorado series. I mean, there are seven games. And I guess my point, I'm chuckling about it, is maybe Dallas isn't getting enough credit for when they need to score goals, and they needed to score goals in that series because there was like 59 total goals scored in that series. It was crazy the way those games went. That was so untypical of Dallas. That's got to give them some confidence, you know, that if need be, they can find ways to win besides the stereotype, all right, muck up the ice and see if we can get great goaltending and win 2 or 3 to 1.
And that is something that would not have happened without the pandemic break and Rick Bowness having a chance to get with his coaching staff and create a new offensive flow for the Dallas Stars. Before, under Jim Montgomery, and then when Bones took over, they were pretty much stuck in the path of playing the games the way you just described it. Well, during the break, they did a lot of breaking down of game film and looking at what this team needed to do to be better offensively, and they came up with the idea or the plan that they have very talented defensemen offensively, Haskinen, Klingberg, even Jamie Oleksiak to a lesser extent. And these guys need to be carrying the puck up into the zone. If you have the opportunity, press the fight. Take the puck, go in deep, make plays, but make sure that the forward reads the play and stays back to cover so you're not hanging out defensively. The Dallas Stars never would have been able to implement this new system or be successful at it without the break and the training camp. So this team believes that whatever it takes to win, they'll win. And that, you know, also with Anton Khudobin, I'm sure you guys remember a goaltender named Grant Fuhr with the Edmonton Oilers in the 80s. Well, basically, you know, if the Oilers scored eight, his job was to give up seven or less. they scored two, his job was to get up one or less. And that's the way the Dallas Stars are sort of adapting as a team. Whether you want to score a lot or score a little, they can adapt to the game that's being played.
You know, I'm really curious about Jamie Benn, because there was a lot of talk in the regular season before the shutdown that, you know, he just wasn't looking like his usual self. His production had really tailed off. They had split up that top line at points during the regular season. They're back together now. You know, he's got 8 goals. He's second on the team in points behind Haskinen in the playoffs. You know, what's kind of changed for him after 4-plus months of not playing to now sort of resemble the player that I'm sure Stars fans have come to know and love over the years?
Part of Jamie Benn is he only knows one way to play, and he plays a hard physical game. And as it's when you get older and you keep playing, 9, 8 years, 10 years of playing that game, it wears and tears on you. And the thing was that Jamie Benn during the regular season had gotten worn down a bit, that he was just trying to battle through like he does every year. Because Jamie Benn will not take a day off unless he absolutely positively has to. Well, the break with the pandemic got Jamie Benn to 100% healthy. And Jamie Benn evolved his role as captain of the team. He had people, as soon as they said, okay, you can have groups of 5 or less together in the state of Texas, he invited teammates over, and they had a workout every day at his house to get ready for the reboot and get ready to play hockey. So Jamie Benn's been a leader, and now mentally he's in a different frame of mind. We talked to the assistant GM of the Dallas Stars today, and he said even after the win against Vegas, when the team was all happy and excited and celebratory, that Jamie Benn was the one guy who was not participating a whole lot in celebration. He was focused. He is in a mission, is what they say. And between being physically healthy and mentally focused, we're seeing the Jamie Benn that the Stars fans know and love, as you said.
Well, no doubt, Bruce, and more credit to him, because as you get older and a more veteran player, especially with the franchise for a while, you come to appreciate the fact that the opportunity is here and you've won nothing yet. So good on him. It should be fun to see how the whole Dallas team reacts to tonight's game one against Tampa Bay, of course, coming up on CBC. So, Bruce, let's talk about Coach Bonus. And, you know, you talk about a hockey lifer, and I saw a couple of great features on him throughout this playoffs. And when I say hockey lifer, the whole family has been involved in hockey for such a long period of time. And after all of this difficult time, here he is. He's in a Stanley Cup final. He's coaching a team. He's got a chance at a championship. If anybody needs a reminder just how tough it is to win, and you better take your chances when you have them, all the Stars got to do is look behind him at the bench as their head coach.
And Rick Bonus has said that. We've seen video clips where he has told the team, you know, you may never get this close again to winning a Stanley Cup. So do everything in your power, mentally and physically and emotionally, to be ready to meet this challenge. And you look at Rick Bonus, I believe he began coaching in Winnipeg in the mid-'80s, and he's had a couple of, you know, head coaching stints that, you know, Ottawa, obviously, you weren't going to win a Stanley Cup with that expansion team. He had a good team in Boston in the mid-'90s, but even his closest was with Tampa, ironically, in 2015, and in Vancouver as an assistant coach in 2011. But now as the head coach, he's recharged. He's rejuvenated. He's a guy that always brings emotion and passion to every practice, every pregame skate. But now he's doing it his way, with himself calling the shots. And at 65 years old, you get the feeling that every day he's thankful for this opportunity, because deep down he never thought he'd have the chance to be the head coach of a Stanley Cup contender again. And here he is.
So, you know, everyone, and rightly so, talks about best young players in the league, and McDavid and MacKinnon are right at the top of the conversation. But, you know, Miro Heiskanen in his second year has really blossomed into one of the best defensemen in the NHL, and certainly one of the best players in the NHL. You think he deserves to be mentioned in the conversation with players like that for being that type of impact player, or just because he's a defenseman, then defensemen aren't necessarily ever going to get that kind of conversation?
I don't think Miro is yet on the echelon of McDavid and MacKinnon, and of course Sidney Crosby has all those skins on the wall. But he does deserve a whole lot of respect, and a lot more than he's gotten along the hockey world since he came into the league last year. Believe it or not, you know, a lot of us down here were absolutely stunned that more than 33 writers did not have him anywhere on their ballot for the Calder Trophy last year, which just blew us all away. Miro Heiskanen does things that is just so remarkable that they don't show up on a score sheet. Now, his numbers on the score sheet are amazing because he's so fast and he has great puck vision and great puck movement, and eventually he's going to win a Norris Trophy. That's going to happen. And he's learned a lot from playing with John Klingberg about how to run a power play from the point out, and how to get the wrist shot through the maze of bodies to the front of the net where it can be tipped or deflected or you know, get the rebound and score. But what Heiskanen does better than anybody in Dallas, and I think as good as anybody in the NHL, is he puts out fires before they happen. With a sweep check or a quick play, he will stop a odd man rush. He'll stop a quality pass from going through the middle to get a scoring opportunity. Two examples in the Vegas series, one in game three, before Radulov scores that goal in overtime, it's Miro Heiskanen with a sweep check at the blue line that stops a Vegas rush, and it's such a quick and commanding sweep check. The puck plays free. Vegas doesn't have turn to go the other way and back check. Then to Pavelski, to Radulov, he goes in and scores. And there was another point, I believe it was game four, where Miro goes in, activates from the blue line, goes in deep. He's about 30 feet behind Jonathan Marchessault going the other way. And what looks like a 2-on-1, and before the Vegas players can get to the Stars' left face-off circle, Heiskanen has caught him, swept checked, and the puck is free, and it's not even a quality chance. What Miro does 200 feet is something the Stars haven't seen since the guy named Sergei Zubov played here, and that is no slam on Klingberg or Lindell. Just Miro is otherworldly when it comes to playing defense and being what he is on the ice.
Well, we'll see how it all pans out because the series starts tonight, Tampa Bay and Dallas, and I am very interested in this series, especially after talking to Bruce Levine, who is a radio analyst for the Dallas Stars, joining us here on Sportsnet today. Bruce, great stuff. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, and you guys stay safe up there.